Talkin.com.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
Of course, plenty in the news to talk about here tonight. And some news you probably didn't see on the front page of your local newspaper or on most mainstream news sites, but this is pretty amazing news, and it's about 3D printing. Now, you've probably heard of the technology if you've been paying any attention whatsoever to the tech sector and various different developments of the recent last, probably mostly in the last 5 years, but certainly the last decade, 3D printing has become a reality, and it has become a reality for people in their homes. You can buy your own 3D printer.
Yeah, you mostly make, like, tchotchkes at
trinkets.
This point. Yeah, trinkets and things, that sort of thing. But
you can design things, too. Like, if you're a designer of a product, I mean, you can use a 3D printing technology to essentially prototype your product and refine and then print another one. It used to be that this is a big change for industry, because it used to be that a company, if they were going to manufacture, you know, some sort of molded thing, you know, like, let's say, a G.I. Joe or something like that.
There's a lot of things made with plastic through plastic extrusion at this point.
Yeah, so they'd have to design their CAD file or whatever and then send it off to a printer in China or something like that, and then have a custom version, just a one-off, basically run to, you know, take a look at. Now you can just do it in your own lab. You can do it in your own shop. You can, you know, bring it in-house, and you don't have to outsource that anymore. That's a huge change just right there. That one change of 3D printing is a major change for industry. But also, at home, there's all kinds of neat things you can do.
Yeah, I don't know what you can do with this. I don't have a 3D printer for the home version.
I have no desire to have one.
Right, I don't either. But let me tell you a story. It was maybe 1980, and I'm, you know, 9 years old or something. I went to visit my cousins out in Texas, and my uncle worked for Texas Instruments, and they had a computer in the home. One of these big, clunky things.
Monochrome.
That you could play Pong on.
Yeah.
Right? And I was wholly unimpressed by this device. I mean, you know, big giant calculator sitting in the corner really just didn't do anything for me. You know, what in the world would you want that thing for? Well, here's the reason, because 12, 15 years later, the internet's going to come around in a big way, and you're going to be poised for it. You're going to understand these things a lot more. And there's no doubt that my cousin is quite adept at computers these days, and it's because he understood
early.
Them.
Yeah.
Right, and I don't know how, and at this point, technology is moving more quickly. So in 5 years, what will these things bring?
You mean like things like 3D printing?
3D printing.
Yeah, because it's only going to get better. It's only going to get more affordable. And the variety of things that you can print with 3D printing will become more diverse. So it's relatively affordable and easy to acquire the hard plastic kind of mold 3D printing devices. Those are the more, as I understand it, the more common devices. And there was some big news about, what was it, a year ago now, that the Liberator came out, this
plastic gun?
A gun. Now, it's not a gun that you can use a whole lot, because it's going to blow up after a few, shots. You know, it's intended to fire like one shot or maybe a few more than that. I can't say I've done detailed research on how many shots we'll be able to put through it.
I've heard that, like, some, they make a maximum of like four or so.
Four. So, this idea of anybody can print their own gun from plastic, it's a pretty radical idea, and it was something that upset the federal government, obviously, because, you know, they want to have total control over who gets to have guns and who doesn't. And now anybody that downloads the plans and has the right product, as far as 3D printing is concerned, can do this. You know, just a little bit of know-how and the plans, you put it together and you've got yourself a gun.
Right. Now, to me, gun technology and 3D printing, not at all thrilling. It doesn't
matter. It's an ugly looking thing. It looks like a boxy.
Just in general, I'm not dying to have a gun. Of course, the time that you need to have a gun is the time you need to have a gun, and perhaps you should be prepared for that. But I'm thinking about 3D printers from the standpoint of, I mean, they can, at some point, they're going to be able to make things out of metal with the 3D printers, and then they can make solar cells. Imagine if you just have, you buy a 3D printer and you have unlimited power wherever you are. It makes the grid irrelevant.
That would be a huge change right there. I mean, this thing could be a game changer in a lot of different areas.
Basically, all those big giant stores that we go shopping in would go away. Because other than grocery stores, what would you need them for?
You're envisioning a future that's probably several years down the road.
Several years, in theory,
maybe a couple decades. Who knows how fast it'll accelerate and what...
Who knows how fast? I can't imagine that it wouldn't. I mean...
Because, I mean, at this point, the 3D printers are probably not that small. I honestly don't know. I don't know what sizes these things...
All kinds of sizes.
These things are.
And look, they're not going to... They're going to start being robot arms that are just basically going to have the printer heads on them, so they're going to be able to make things larger than they are.
Ooh, that's fancy.
Yep, I've been paying attention to this.
So,
and there's a new interesting thing that's happened.
Well, I think that's what we're going to talk about here from Gizmodo, Gizmodo.com. Regardless of whether you saw them as a menace, the first 3D printed guns were an objectively far, boxy cry from the weapons we're used to seeing, like, for instance, in Hollywood movies. But just from looking at Solid Concepts' newest firearm offering, you'd have no idea that it, too... started out as a mere 3D CAD file before being printed to life. Claiming to be the only 3D printing service to have a federal firearms license, Solid Concepts has not only built the world's first 3D printed metal gun, but they've fired off their new pet project over 50 times, seemingly without any significant damage to the gun itself. But while the last milestone in 3D printed firearms sent many into an understandable panic, this one shouldn't be causing any major public outcry. Whereas the 3D printed plastic model, the Liberator, was feared for its potentially wide unregulated access, 3D printing with metal, called Direct Metal Laser Sintering, or DMLS, is an entirely different beast altogether. As Scott McGowan, Solid Concepts VP of Marketing, told The Verge, quote, there are barriers to entry that will keep the public away from this technology for years. But how many years is the big question.
Right, and this is, today you can't go to a store and buy a cathode ray television tube.
That's right, for the most part, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to go to a pawn shop to find one, and right. I don't think you can buy any of them, buy it new anywhere. But 10 years ago? I mean, that's about when plasma screens were coming out. Maybe it was a little further than that. I mean, I had a 1998 big, giant, boxy piece of garbage that this giant thing that I would
watch. You watched a plasma TV 10 years ago, but it might have cost you $30,000.
Right. It would have been really expensive. Now, they're really quite affordable. People on food stamps have them.
So I think this guy from Solid Concepts, is downplaying this, and what he's saying is designed to kind of calm whatever fervor might be out there about this, but let's be realistic. You may not be able to afford this DMLS printer, but you damn well better believe a drug cartel could afford one of them. So any well-financed group that wanted to print its own metal guns would easily be able to acquire this technology in this day, and even right now, today.
What's this DMLS printer made out of?
I haven't the slightest clue.
Probably metal and plastic.
Probably, yeah.
I wonder how long it's going to be before a DMLS printer can print a DMLS printer.
Another good question.
Because once these printers can print these printers, suddenly all of our pricing structures go off the rails.
Now, he does also point out that not only is the equipment more expensive than plastic-based 3D printers, but there's also a lot of technical skill required that is in no way something you can just pick up by simply flipping through a manual. So, obviously, there's some engineering skill involved in putting one of these guns together and doing the actual process of the printing of the metal and then whatever assembly is necessary. But if you look at the video of this gun, it looks like a 1911.
Yeah. It certainly does.
I don't know if it's aped the 1911 in, 100%, but it sure has that appeal to it. It's got the exact... I mean, I used to have a 1911, so I'm familiar with what it looks like, and this looks like a 1911.
Yeah, and as I understand, that thing is not the M1911 or whatever it is. Yeah. Isn't a copyrighted thing because it's just so old.
Like the 1800s was when that thing was. Late 1800s.
I couldn't tell you. That seems a little early. I think it was 1911.
Maybe you're right about that. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL, CAI toll-free line. there really isn't anything you can do to stop this now, is there? Would you like to share your thoughts on the idea of 3D printing guns? In this case, now metal guns can be 3D printed. I mean, the cat is out of the bag. 855, 450 free. Your call's coming up. Free Talk Live.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset Jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about game changers, in this case the 3D printing technology, and now apparently the very first 3D printed metal gun. They already had the 3D printed plastic gun. That happened a year ago or earlier this year. Now 3D printed metal guns. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733 for you to share your thoughts.
Yeah, and when we're talking about this gun issue, you got to kind of think about what's the Department of Homeland Security been doing for over the last couple of years. They've been, you know, stocking up lots of firearms and, from what I've heard, as many as billions of rounds of ammunition. And, of course, they've got the Bearcats and the armored tanks that they have in cities around. And it seems like they're gearing up for something. At this point, you can't 3D print a bulletproof vest, but you can go to infidelbodyarmor.com and buy one. And this is a liberty-based business. Go pay them a visit. It's infidelbodyarmor.com, infidel spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, bodyarmor.com. It's Infidel Body Armor, just won't quit.
All right, let's continue your calls and thoughts. Going first to Madison, Wisconsin. David is listening to WXXM, the mic, 92.1. Hey, David. David in Madison, going once. David,
yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, we got you. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I just heard your conversation with the 3D printed guns. I don't know if you're familiar, but Vice News Group, they did a pretty good story about a kid down in Texas, Cody Wilson, I think is his name, and he's printing,
that's right,
3D printing lower receivers for AR-15s, and it's not the whole gun, it's just a lower receiver, but that's where most of the moving parts are and whatnot. And I think
the receiver is the gun as far as the government's concerned.
Yeah, exactly. And they're putting, like, I think hundreds of rounds through these receivers without them breaking, the game better every day. So it's something that's definitely on the horizon. People need to keep an eye on that. It's going to be a big boon for freedom-loving people, I think. So just
what
wanted
can people,
to put that out there.
But if people keep an eye on it, you want the guns or you don't.
Be informed of it,
Yeah. I wonder, this suddenly takes guns off the table as far as discussion goes. If somebody wants to print up a gun and kill their spouse, then they're going to be able to do that, and there's really nothing anyone can do about it. If somebody wants to, what it probably will do is, I think one thing that's exciting is most of the new guns have all kinds of safety features.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got this metal printer in your house 5 years from now, you're not going to print up a flintlock to be able to go smoke your neighbor or whatever. You're going to print up the newest, fanciest kind of download you can get, and it's going to have all the features. So you're less likely to shoot yourself in the leg or whatever, so I think it'll increase gun safety.
Well, I don't know if the Liberator is a particularly safe gun.
So far, one has not been used in a murder, thank goodness.
No, and that's an interesting point, right? So, how long has the Liberator been around now for the bulk of this year, if I'm recalling correctly? And there hasn't been, to my knowledge at least, any kind of amount of killings with the Liberator, even though now anybody who wants a gun can print their gun, and this is any hobbyist can do this Liberator thing. It's not like this new metal gun, which requires some level of engineering know-how to put together. This Liberator thing is, if you're into 3D printing, you can probably print up a Liberator, and so you haven't had, people murdering people with this gun, so the availability of this product has not increased violence. Anyway, David, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Lenny's on the line in Battle Creek, Michigan, listening to WBCK FM. Hey, Lenny.
Yeah, hey, good evening.
Welcome,
I'm not really worried, about 3D printing being able to produce guns, except that perhaps, a non-metallic gun could be produced. If they make it so it can shoot multiple shots or something like that, but it doesn't seem. If you really are dead set on killing somebody, you can get a gun or some other weapon, pretty easily. And I'm not anti-gun at all, believe me. But as far as metal guns, the ability to make a metal gun, it seems like if a cartel or somebody with real money behind them really wanted to do that, they could just set up a machine shop somewhere.
Absolutely. They would be able to crank out as many metal guns as they wanted to without any kind of tracer on them and without having to pay the ridiculous prices that they would have to pay on the black market for those.
This is an issue of costs. If you set up a machine shop and you make your own guns, then you have a whole bunch of sunken costs in the creation of new weapons. It really depends on what a 3D printer costs, how much space it takes up, and it's looking at a house. Look, you can buy a house on the open market, or you can build one. Building one costs almost double what it is to buy the same square footage, but you'll have the house of your dreams. Very few people do it. Most people buy somebody else's problem.
Yeah, they do, but as far as the cartel's concerned, I mean, if it's in the money, they can just go and buy them, you know, whether it's expensive or not. There's so many out there that they can easily get a hold of them.
It's still cheaper for a cartel to buy automatic weapons currently than it is to, say, open up a machine shop and just carve them out of metal and that kind of thing. It's still less costly. Plus, the machine shop would be set up in a particular place.
For now, it is.
Right, but once you get a 3D printer, maybe you can pick it up and move it more quickly. Having it nailed in one place is a difference.
Maybe, but there's got to be a reason. They've got to have that motivation to even want to do that. I mean, how much more killing, you know, is there needed to be done? You know, than with the guns that are available now. But I do want to just
Or maybe
back.
It'll be an arms dealer. You know, maybe it won't be the cartel that sets it up. Maybe the arms dealer that's selling the cartel their weapons will be the one who says, well, I don't want to buy from Russian back stock anymore. I want to, you know, from shady dealers in Russia. I'd rather just go ahead and print my own guns, and that way I can be the original source. I mean, it's just like selling drugs. If you're the manufacturer of the drugs, whatever your first markup is, you can make basically whatever you want right up to market rates. So if they're paying, if the drug cartel's paying $2,000 for an AK-47 on the black market or something like that, I'm just pulling a number out, an illegal AK-47, maybe they would be able at some point to be able to print one out for half the cost. And
I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
Ken, like I first said, and not to cut you off there, but the worry would be if they develop technologies through this 3D printing so that you can make a gun out of non-metal.
That's what they've done.
Yeah, they did that last year.
I mean, a really, really effective gun. Somehow.
You mean
how long do you think
gun?
It's going to be after they make this plastic gun that they're going to make a better plastic gun?
I'm sorry, say it again?
Well, they made a plastic gun last year that could fire a few shots. I imagine that there have probably been some upgrades to that particular prototype in that amount of time. It's been a year, and a year on the Internet's a pretty long time. I can't imagine that somebody's not going to build a non-metal gun that's going to be upgraded in the next couple of years.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. I mean, you got the limit of materials. I mean, you can't just because
the limit
you
of
can,
materials, yep.
You know, just because you can make something, you know, in a particular shape and everything out of plastic and all that and really, really well, doesn't mean it can handle, you know, the things that a gun actually has to do. That's why they make them out of metal in the first place, because they have
to. What's your concern as far as these non-metal guns? What do you think they're going to do with them?
Well, that would be the concern, you know, would just be the easier concealability. I mean, they're already countering that, you know, with their, you know, the body scanners and whatnot that can detect things that are not metal. But by and large, you know, and that would really be the only concern. You know, otherwise, for the most part, a metal gun works just fine.
Thanks, Lenny, for your call. There's more coming up. 855-450-FREE.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes, for today's modern smoker.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want, though 3D guns are on the table for discussion here at the moment. You can, of course, take control at 855-450-FREE or give your thoughts on the 3D gun issue. Now, not only are there plastic guns that you can purchase, not purchase, rather, but you can print. I'm sure someone will sell them to you if you don't have a 3D printer. But there's also now metal guns that are able to be manufactured through the 3D printing technology, which is a little bit more pricey. Of course, 3D printing is a major game changer, but it's not the only one. Also, bitcoins are a huge game changer for the future. They cut out the middleman from financial transactions. They cut out the banks, most importantly. They cut out the governments as well. The creators of these government currencies, these guys are scared to death of the Bitcoin because it means true financial independence and freedom for you, the individual.
I don't know if they even know yet. I don't think they are scared
yet, Ian. There's court hearings about Bitcoins.
There's some.
The CIA has held hearings about the Bitcoins. I mean, well, if you don't think the people at the central bank have heard about Bitcoins.
I think they have heard about it, but I don't know that they're. I don't think a lot of people really understand what currency is these days. They're so thoroughly duped on it. I'd be surprised if they do. But I can tell you that with 3D printing and bitcoins, the government better get off its butt if it wants to keep its tyranny. So if you want to get some bitcoins, it's easy. It's rather easy to get some bitcoins. You can go to cashintocoins.com. Right there, you click, you want to get bitcoins, it'll give you a couple of options, some banks that you can go to in your town, whether they're Bank of America or Wells Fargo or a credit union with shared branching. You pick the one you want, it'll give you a bank account, you go there, you deposit cash. You don't have to give an ID, they won't ask you what your name is, or if they do, you don't have to give it, it's just making a deposit. So you make a deposit, You take a picture of the receipt that you have made, and actually this just speeds it up. It's not necessary to be done. And you'll have your Bitcoins within a few minutes to a couple of hours. It's cashintocoins.com. They've got great rates, and as always, orders under $40 carry no fee. If you want to get in and try Bitcoins, you can do that. You can just put in less than 40 bucks, no problem. Cashintocoins.com. It's great.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. 3D guns have now been printed in metal, according to one company, Solid Concepts, which I said that this gun looked a lot like a 1911, and the Huffington Post has a similar article. We were reading the Gizmodo one earlier, where it does confirm that this is indeed, and this is a 1911. What they have printed with this DMLS laser, it stands for, let's see, direct laser or something or other. Anyway, I'll pull that up for you later. This DMLS technology has resulted in guns being able to be printed and firing apparently over 50 rounds successfully so far, according to the company's blog. And these printers, by the way, did get a price on one of them. $850,000 DMLS machine. And we did see some photos on one of the DMLS sites of what one of these things look like. Looks like it looks like it's, you know, something you'd see in a shop up against a wall.
It's as big as a washing machine, isn't it?
But larger than a washing machine. I'd say it's definitely larger than two washing machines, probably side by side at least.
Okay.
If not a little bit wider than that, because you could see there was like a computer monitor in there, which took up a portion of it, and then there was at least twice that in width. So, you know, a fairly big little station, a fairly big station for one to work at, but not something you couldn't just throw on the back of a truck and, you know, haul around. It's not something that is immovable or anything like that, and it's only going to get more accurate and smaller and better and cheaper.
Oh, you can believe that.
Over time. Justin is in Minneapolis listening online. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Welcome, sir.
Noted about the metal gun printing is it hasn't changed anything. Plastic gun printing is the revolution, because for a while now you've been able to go on to various websites and get CNC machines with the files to print or reverse print, etch out your guns just as easily. That cost less than the $850,000 machine you could get. All you need is a block of steel and a couple of files, and there's no need for high-tech knowledge that you couldn't read from a manual. The evolution is coming in the materials that you use in the plastic printing. And even one of the people who is broadcast on this radio show, Ernest Hancock, is developing his own in-home carbon fibers designed to be used that could be used in 3D printing to make it so those plastic guns will be more durable and able to fire multiple shots.
Yeah, I think it's going to change everything. I mean, it's obvious that the materials are going to get better when it comes to these plastic guns. I think people want that. And, you know, I think it's going to be interesting. Once they can create plastics that are as hard as metals, that are at least somewhat as durable as metals, or at least the plastic can be reused, it's really going to change everything. If you... You know, if you need a lawnmower replaced, you know, just need a lawnmower, yeah, you set the 3D printer before you go to bed, you'll have a lawnmower in the morning, and you go out and mow the lawn. If it breaks, you know, by at the end of the year, no problem, just throw it in the recycling machine, and it'll take all the parts and, you know, bring it back down to goop, and you can do it again.
Justin, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, that was it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-3733. That toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. Hey, you want to get signed up for news updates about Free Talk Live? You can follow us via Facebook, Google+, Twitter, or you can go old school and follow emails. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for any one of those. The news email list will be a lower traffic version of what you see on Facebook and Twitter. We will only send the most critical updates to email. Facebook, Google+, and Twitter will get updates during the show and during the day as well when we're not on the air. So go and follow in the way that you think is most interesting, news.freetalklive.com. So back to the story here, Gizmodo reporting on the metal, 3D-printed metal gun. there's a different story because somebody had brought up the, we talked about the Liberator, which was kind of the first revolutionary plastic gun that can actually get through metal detectors, apparently, in a lot of cases.
Named after a gun that was dropped on France during the German occupation of France.
Right, a notoriously crappy gun that frequently blew up in the faces of the people that were trying to shoot it.
It was really only one meant for one shot.
So is this this one, by the way, this Liberator. However, according to Gizmodo, from an article published about 6 months ago, there has been a newer plastic gun released since the Liberator. It's not been released by Defense Distributed. It's been released by a different group. The original Defense Distributed Liberator was only good for about one highly expensive shot before becoming effectively useless. Its successor, however, costs about $25.
Was it a highly expensive shot?
Because I guess you had to pay all the money and time to build the gun.
Well, I mean, once you buy the 3D printer and the plastic, you know, I mean, it can't cost that much compared to a gun. I guess it's...
I don't know what it costs to build a Liberator. I couldn't tell you. But it's this other one, this competitor, costs about $25, can be printed on any consumer-grade 3D printer, and is good for, as the video shows, at least 9 rounds, with the potential for many more. Designed by a Wisconsin engineer who identifies himself anonymously as Joe, and his creation, troublingly, as the Lulz Liberator, the gun is made out of generic Polylac PA-747 ABS plastic, according or otherwise known as the type of plastic most commonly used in consumer-grade 3D printers. According to Joe, this cheaper material is actually stronger than the ABS plastic used in the much more expensive Stratasys Pro printer that Defense Distributed used. Apparently, attempts to use the Stratasys resulted in the gun's barrel exploding, something that is generally not ideal.
Not ideal.
Contributing to its sturdier status, the Lulz Liberator also holds a bit more metal hardware than its predecessor. A traditional hardware store screws have replaced flimsy plastic printed pins. Then, to make everything good and arguably legal, the same piece of non-functional steel is that is placed in the Liberator also exists in the Lulz variety, allowing it to set off metal detectors and comply with the Undetectable Firearms Act. Of course, like you'd expect with any plastic gun, it still doesn't work perfectly. Some of the screws, as well as the firing pin, had to be replaced over the course of the video, and after every shot, while the ammo cartridge didn't explode, it did expand enough to require some hammer pounding before it was ready to go again. But even with its flaws, the message is clear. Much more threatening printed guns are possible, and they have the potential to be dirt cheap. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live, and you think this can be stopped?
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to 3 quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial on in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN. You want to talk about a game changer? We've been talking about all hour long here. Bitcoins, 3D printing. How about privacy? How about actually being able to protect your information, the things you're doing online, from prying eyes, whether they be at your internet service provider, the local IT department at the workplace that where you work, or maybe the school that you attend? Keep these people from figuring out what you're doing online. ProXPN gives you that privacy. Because did you know that your ISP is likely logging every single search that you make on the internet? They're likely logging every website that you visit for at least 6 months, maybe as many as 5 years. If that bothers you, because you know the cops can easily get a hold of that information with a simple court order, then maybe you should look into ProXPN. It's a virtual private network that encrypts all of your online data back and forth from and to your computer. As soon as your data leaves the computer, it's leaving in a 512-bit encrypted tunnel, taking all the way to wherever server you choose with ProXPN's premium account worldwide. And then your requests to the internet look like they're coming out of ProXPN's server. So it looks like you're from Dallas or from Singapore or from the Netherlands or wherever other. They've got several other servers that you can choose. So you protect your locations. You protect your privacy by protecting your location. You protect your privacy by not allowing the local ISP or your service provider to see what you're doing online.
And store it.
And ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. So it's an amazing service for $5 a month when you use our discount code. So here's how you do it. You go to proxpn.com/FTL. That's step one. You can get signed up for an account there. And when you're ready to upgrade to premium, you can use code FTL20 to save 20% for the lifetime of the account. Again, that's code FTL20 to get protection from proxpn.com/FTL. And there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So if for whatever reason you decide this isn't for you, I can't imagine why you would, but for whatever reason, if you did, you can get your money back. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, get signed up today, and use our code FTL20 to get that 20% discount. That $5 a month price is the breakdown when you buy the year package. You can also buy the monthly package. It's a little more expensive, but you can still use the same code, FTL20, to get that 20% discount on that as well. proxpn.com/FTL. Let's go to Susan in Michigan. Susan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah. I support everybody's right to own guns, you know, if that's what they choose. It's not for me, but I support your right. I want to say that first off. But my solution with the 3D printer is to hold land in trust as a community. And you can use those 3D printers to build a beautiful 2,500 square foot house in 20 hours at a fraction of the price.
That's it depends on really. That's one of the printers. One printer will do that. Yes, it'll print a house.
Oh, you knew about that. Okay, I didn't know that, but I thought I was informing you about something. But
I think it's great. Also,
you're informing our listeners about it because I didn't know about that.
Oh yeah, the fraction of the prices, which really cool.
Wow. What does it do? Print out plastic? What, like 2x4s?
I think they use cement presently, but I think you could use also products, like that are
amazing,
and things like that. So I would prefer to be on a, just ignore the government and I just want them to leave me alone. I'm an anarchist. I just want them to leave me alone. But I was going to say something else interesting, but it slipped my mind. This is my first time calling. I'm a little nervous.
Let me ask you about the communal property aspect. Why would we want, why not make 3D printers, why not lend the 3D printer around so that everybody can have a house on their own property?
Exactly. I mean, you could have this going state to state to state, and it can a month here and a month there, and you'd have all kinds of communities in no time. But also, if you can make a gun, why couldn't you make a tank? I mean, think about it. If you can make a gun, you can make a tank. I mean, the police.
If you can make a house, you can certainly make a tank.
Sure.
Good thoughts, Susan. I appreciate your call and thoughts tonight. Thanks for making the call Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
If you can print a house, you can print a house that's got very thick walls.
She mentioned that she's a liberty-loving person, and I wanted to remind people like Susan about the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with the people who are into the bitcoins and the people who are into 3D printing and the people who are into liberty all in the same place. That's what the Free State Project is all about. It's about bringing 20,000 liberty-oriented people together. So we can ignore that. It would be nice if we can all ignore the state together, but with enough people, we can actually change the state into a friendlier organization, one that is more voluntary in nature. I think that is a very realistic possibility with the Free State Project. So there's a lot of different aspects to this movement. There are a lot of technical people that are involved. There are a lot of doers. There are a lot of people out there willing to put their boots on the ground, get out in the streets, do direct action. There's just so many aspects to the Free State Project. A lot of them will be highlighted at the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It will be happening this February. So you can go to nhlibertyforum.com to learn more about the event. There are going to be a lot of great speakers. They've got 58 speakers lined up so far, February 20th through the 23rd, 73 events. It's going to take place at the same hotel it's been at before, the Crown Plaza in Nashua, New Hampshire. You don't want to miss this. If you love freedom and you want to get together with hundreds of people who are like you, who think like you, the Liberty Forum is the place to do that. It's a great conference. I'm looking forward to hopefully being there. I'm in negotiations with the conference right now just to make sure we can hammer out the usual deal with Free Talk Live broadcasting live from the event. We'll be excited to announce that as soon as we can. So for now, the early bird pricing is available to you. Go to nhlibertyforum.com, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. Again, if you care about freedom, that is. If you don't care about freedom, then just stay right where you are. Or if you're in New Hampshire and you don't care about freedom, maybe you're in the wrong place.
Florida's warm.
So speaking of guns, Mark, I have a related story, guns and bitcoins. I have a related story from the Chicago Tribune, published yesterday, a couple of days ago, actually, Reuters. As part of their quest to crack down on anonymous internet criminal marketplaces, U.S. authorities arrested a New Hampshire man for selling guns online in exchange for the digital currency Bitcoin on the internet site Black Market Reloaded. According to U.S. prosecutors in New Jersey, they charged the man, Matthew Crisafi, age 38, with conspiracy to commit money laundering, smuggling goods from the United States, and selling firearms without a license. He was to be presented in court in New Hampshire on Thursday before being brought to New Jersey to face the charges. In a criminal complaint filed on Thursday, authorities described Black Market Reloaded as a site similar in appearance to the widely used internet marketplace eBay and Amazon, but accessible only via the encrypted network Tor, which hides users' identifying information. Much like the Silk Road, which you've talked about quite a bit here on Free Talk Live. The second version of Silk Road, by the way, launched this week, so there was huge news in the world of the black market this week. But Black Market Reloaded was one of the sites that kind of stepped up in the absence of the Silk Road,
right,
and was able to acquire a number of users in the immediate vicinity of the Silk Road's demise. And apparently the Black Market Reloaded, unlike Silk Road, is allowing for firearms to be sold there. Silk Road did have specific prohibitions on not selling anything that could be used to harm, to kill someone. So no weapons, no hit contracts, things like that, no child pornography. I'm not sure if Black Market Reloaded has any of those rules. I haven't really looked into the site. When I went and attempted to sign up for it, their signups were taken down. They were getting hit with so much traffic after the demise of the Silk Road that they had to just put a freeze on signups, and I haven't been back since to try again. But anyway, the customers and vendors on the Black Market Reloaded transact in bitcoins. According to the complaint, bitcoins are units of virtual currency governed not by any central government or company, but by computer code that is modified whenever users acquire or disperse their units. Grisafi's arrest comes a month after authorities shuttered the best-known underground online marketplace, the Silk Road, and arrested its alleged founder, Ross Ulbricht. Cybercrime experts widely predicted news sites would quickly move in to fill Silk Road's void, and the Black Market Reloaded has been operating since at least April of this year when the Department of Homeland Security began investigating it. Prosecutors said in the complaint...
Really, experts say that the new marketplaces would pop up. Well, of course they would. This is the funny thing about the drug war. This is the war that cannot be won. The only people that are winning the drug war are drug kingpins and government bureaucrats.
That's true.
Those are the people making the money. This is such an intense waste of money and human lives. How many police officers have been killed in the line of duty because of the drug war? How many innocent people have been caught in the crossfires? All this does is it enriches local government and state government bureaucracies and national government bureaucracies and armed gangs. But then again, I repeat myself.
Well, I'd like to know how they busted this guy. How did they figure out who he was? How did they figure out who was selling these guns on the Black Market Reloaded? We can continue, and you can also bring up anything that you want on the way. Free Talk Live.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.